Vince, here's one from Andre we can spend a little time on.
Oh, I think, man.
Because of the way that he is asking this. Andre wants to know, who would be your game wreckers in each position group this fall? So,
holy cow.
We've got a lot of positions we can go through there.
All right. So, let's do it. Here we go.
Where do you want to start? Let's start with the offensive line. You want to start at quarterback?
I don't know. I always go quarterback first because I thought that might be the easiest one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, Riley Leonard, right? I mean,
how could it not be? But just to be different, I'll say CJ Carr is going to be the depth chart wrecker.
Ooh. Still hanging your hat. Still hanging your hat on CJ Carr.
Hey, man. You know, it's a take that I feel comfortable with. And it is, I'm holding strong to that. Holding strong to it.
Okay. I mean, I'm still really curious to see, like, what that depth chart looks like when training camp opens. I don't think it's going to look any different.
I don't think it is either.
At the end of spring, but
I'm very interested to see that, and then how they play when we're there, because then we'll get the spin of you guys aren't there every day, and blah, 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 blah. Right. But if it's obvious every time we're there who the second best guy in the room is and they still don't change the depth chart, I will have problems with that.
And I think the team will have problems with that as well.
Yeah, good call.
You can't lie to the team, because when they're around, they know who's performing better. You know, but I mean, for obvious reasons, Riley Leonard is the answer, because of the fact you go out and you get a guy who's a dual threat quarterback like Leonard, and you give him the kind of offensive line that he's going to have, and you give him the kind of offensive coordinator like he's going to have now with Mike Denbrock, who just produced a Heisman Trophy winner last year. So I'm looking for Riley Leonard to wreck a lot of games with his arm and his legs.
Love it.
This season. So how about the offensive line? Who is your masher? Who's the game wrecker from Notre Dame's offensive line?
Billy Shrouth is going to be my game wrecker. I think he should have played last year. Apparently he wasn't ready. He's 100% ready this year. There's going to be, as much as you can have highlight reels of a guard, he's going to have some highlight reel moments on this offensive line this year.
It's hard to disagree with, and it's because of the play that Shrouth showed when he got in late in the season that you kind of have this good problem to have with him, as well as Rocco Spindler and Pat Coogan battling, you know, three guys for two jobs at the two guard spots. I'm going to go with Ashton Craig, though, because I just love the physicality, you know, that size and the physicality. I think he can be a real masher there in the middle of Notre Dame's offensive line. So I'm going to go with Ashton Craig as my O-line game wrecker for Notre Dame.
He was my sleeper for All-American this year.
Really?
Yeah, sleeper.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Ashton Craig fan.
Okay, so we've got quarterback, we've got offensive line. How about the running back? Who's the running back game wrecker?
Jeremiah Love, just because he can get the ball in so many different ways, you know, throwing it, running it, just all of the above. I mean, it's got to be him. He's going to wreck a lot of defensive coordinators' games with what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think about him, and it's like dialing it up a couple of notches from what we saw when we first really got to start seeing, you know, Braden Lindsay that one season. How many years ago has that been? Probably 4 years ago, when they were sort of dabbling with Braden Lindsay and some of the things that he could do. The guy averaged, I think it was like 18 yards a touch between his receptions and when they would hand him the ball that season. Then, and for whatever reason, like, it just never materialized the next couple. I mean, I guess we know what the reason was, because, you know, who's running the show on offense still, but like, that's, I just see Jeremiah Love, you know, again, dialing it up a couple more notches from the kind of things that we were seeing from Lindsay when he would get the ball in his hands that season. Okay. So that's the running back. Wide receiver.
This is the toughest one for me, because there is no, I mean, Salty's going to want us to say Great House, of course. Tommy's going to want us to say Bo Nix. I mean, not Bo Nix, Bo Collins, excuse me. And it's the definition of game wrecker. Like, what is our definition of game wrecker, Sean? Like, somebody that is the best in the group, or is it somebody that is like, what's our definition?
I mean, it is pretty open-ended. Yeah. And like, I think especially when you're talking about the skill position type guys, I don't think it's necessarily a guy who is going to just sort of dominate playing and play out, but it's kind of like, I would not they necessarily have a Rocket Ismail on this team.
Right. No,
but Rocket was a game wrecker, right?
Okay. Yes,
because
for sure,
anytime the ball is in his hands, he's got a chance to hit a home run, take it the distance. Like, all that's right. What I would look like with running backs, with running backs and receivers. I would look at that home run threat type guy. That would be kind of how I would define those kind of skill position guys as a game wrecker.
I will take the one wide receiver that has already been on All-American. He's an All-American, and it's Jadon Harrison, because his for his return game, but your definition of a chance to score every time he touches the ball, I think that's Harrison. I think he's got a chance to be that guy. So he won't be the best receiver they have, but he'll be the guy that could take it to the house every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I don't know, like, as a kickoff returner, like, if we want to include him as, you know, like, specifically as the returner, I would say him. As a receiver, I'm leaning more toward Mitchell. Okay. Chris Mitchell is who I'm leaning toward from the wide receiver group. Again, not that he's going to be the guy who's, you know, going out and getting bulk receptions. It might only be like 2, 3, 4 receptions a game or something like that. But I think that he's the kind of guy who is capable of getting, you know, like a minimum 40-yard type pass play every game, you know, like that kind of guy.
Yep.
Ends up with a big yards per catch.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Tight end. I think this one's a little tougher because there's so many issues with the health of the team. Are you willing to say Mitchell Evans?
I am 100% willing to say Mitchell Evans because I think he is going to be ready to go week one. The issue obviously is going to be, is he going to be healthy all, you know, the whole season? If he is healthy the whole season, he's got a chance to be an All-American. So I will say Mitchell Evans.
I'm going to go Eli Raridan. I think we're going to see big things from Eli Raridan just with that, with the length that he has, this, you know, the unique, I think, skill set that kind of separates him a little bit from the rest of the guys in that group. I'm going to go with Raridan. And, you know, Joe made a good, like, I kind of forgot about Jordan Faison in terms of the receivers, but I think that I think there's a good case for him as well. But I'm going to stick with Mitchell still.
All right.
So we've done the entire offense. So defense, you want to go interior defensive line and defensive ends, or do you want to go like?
I had a defensive line person. I wrote them all down as we were talking.
Okay.
So I had Boubacar Traore as my home, as my game wrecker. I think he has a chance to be a game wrecker. He's not going to be a starter, but I think he'll come in and in key moments and have an opportunity to make a good name for himself.
I like that. And that's the way that I would go as well. I think that I still go back and forth on whether I feel like Jordan Botello is truly going to break out this season, but I
have a hard time with that one.
Yeah. Like, honest. You know, and like Joe is saying, RJ Oben, I think that Oben is going to have a really good year. I think it's going to be just very similar to what we saw from Jean-Baptiste last season. I don't think it's going to exceed what we saw from Jean-Baptiste. They're almost carbon copies of each other, just in terms of their size, their height, just the whole thing, the way they play. So I think that we're going to see something very similar from RJ Oben to Jean-Baptiste. But in terms of like who's the game wrecker type guy at defensive end, I would push it towards Traore based on what we saw from him in the spring and just the upside that he has compared to Botelho. Like, Jordan Botelho has been out there long enough that if there's something next level for him, it's like, well, why haven't you already hit it? You know, you hope that there's something out there. But I think that Traore is going to get some opportunities and maybe surpass Botelho by the time all is said and done this season.
Like it.
What about interior defensive tackle? I'm sorry, I cut you off there.
No. You're fantastic, sir. Let's see, a game wrecker on the interior. That
I'm going to go Jason Onye. I'll just give my answer.
Thank you.
I'm going to go like Cross and Mills, I think, are going to be, both be very consistent.
Sure.
I'm going to go Onye for his pass rush skills when he gets into those nickel and dime type situations. You know, again, that's assuming that they use him like we saw them use him a little bit in the spring. And like he said, that they plan on using him if they continue with that plan and he kind of becomes the pass rush specialist from the interior. One, I think that helps out those, those defensive ends on the outside because of the attention that he can potentially draw. But I think that he's going to do some damage, that interior defensive line kind of pass rush specialist type situation.
I was going to say Onye is a great answer, and I agree with you. That's probably what I would have picked. But I'll say Riley Mills just to be different.
Okay.
I think he's got a chance. He's kind of in Howard Cross's shadow a little bit. Howard Cross got some All-America love last year. He didn't get any of that. I think that the duo of those two is really, really good. And so a lot of attention is going to go to Howard Cross. So I think Riley Mills is going to have an opportunity to really have a breakout here, really be a game wrecker, since that's what we're looking for. I think he's got a real good opportunity to do that. So I'll take Riley Mills here.
Yeah, I see Bryce Young, Donovan Heinisch being nominated there. You know, I know Bryce Young comes in with a lot of accolades and all that kind of stuff.
And he looks like a grown man. I mean, he's going to have a chance. He's third team right now. Maybe that changes moving forward. Definitely a possibility, but he's going to hit that freshman wall too, you would think. And so that'll be an interesting.
And he's got a couple good, he's got Oben and he's got Josh Burnham in front of him over there.
Also true. So and I think Josh Burnham has a chance to be a game wrecker as well. I think he's going to be really good this year.
Sure. How about corner?
Christian Gray. I am taking Christian Gray on this one because I think he's going to get a ton of opportunities because I think he's going to start opposite Benjamin Morrison and they're not going to be throwing at Benjamin Morrison. They're going to go the other direction. And I think that Christian Gray is going to be the recipient of a lot of action his way. And he's going to break out in that manner.
I mean, that's a good call because that's why Morrison his freshman year had so many opportunities because it's like, well, you're going to throw at Cam Hart. You're going to, you know, like they kept going Benjamin Morrison's direction and he kept intercepting him. And I think you're exactly right. For that same reason, I think Christian Gray is going to benefit like that because you gotta pick your poison at some point. And yeah. I think that Morrison is going to direct a lot of things in Christian Gray's way. And I think Christian Gray will definitely make him pay. Linebacker. Who's your game-wrecking linebacker?
This one was a little harder. I'm going to go with Drake Bowen because he's going to be the starting middle linebacker. He's going to have the biggest opportunity to wreck games. I didn't select him as like an All-American earlier on in our other show as the possibility of being an All-American. That's a year from now. Like, yeah. I think this year he just needs to go in, do his job, you know, be productive, you know, the whole thing. If he plays out of his mind, then yeah, he's got an opportunity to be that guy. But I think we're a year early on that. And I'm not saying he's going to be a bad middle linebacker. I think he's going to be great. He's going to do his job and do a great job. But I think, you know, All-America status would be next year. But I think he could make some plays that you're like, oh, okay, that changed the dynamic of the game. Like, I think that could definitely be the case.
Yeah, see, like, I see some KVAs being nominated there. Kingston Viliamu-Asa for, you know.
I'm not sure I understand.
No, me either.
Yeah.
For people who say that, you know, we need to say his full name. Okay, so Kingston. I mean, it's him and Bowen playing the same position. So I
correct.
Don't know what that's going to look like yet. I generally, like, Bowen is probably the first one who came to mind for me. KVA is in there as well. But again, I don't know what the role is going to look like with Jack Kaiser being there. And
yeah.
So I'm going to go outside the box a little bit and say Jaden Osbury.
Ooh, I like it.
Because of the way he finished the spring with them using him in multiple roles. I think he's going to have an opportunity to see a lot of snaps and to be a real difference maker, whether it's pass rush and coverage, kind of in that nickel spot, or, you know, just playing true rover, or, you know, even maybe some will, whatever it happens to be. So I'll go with Osbury. It can, assuming that he kind of continues that rise that he was showing toward the end of spring.
I like it. I think that's a good one, actually. I think that's a really good one.
So that leaves us with safety. That is our last position to cover in our position-by-position game wreckers.
Well, look, the obvious answer for me is Xavier Watts. I mean, how can he not be a game wrecker?
Right.
I mean, he
was last year.
he's a unanimous All-American. He was a defensive player of the year. And as Brian so aptly pointed out this afternoon, how you can avoid a corner by going to the other side of the field. Much more difficult to avoid a field safety because he's going to be everywhere.
Right.
And
that's how he made plays last year.
Right. He came back this year for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like his cerebral play is going to be even better than last year. And he's going to be all around the football. And so, yeah, I think Adon Shuler is going to be a good player. I don't even know if he's a starter. I think he's the third safety. And so it's got to be Xavier Watts, man. I don't know how you can leave him off the list.
Yeah. Completely agree with that. Good question, Andre. So I think
that
does it, because we even included kickoff returner there, like if we're including Jaden Harrison. So those are our Notre Dame game wrecker picks
for
the season. Jesse would want me to write all those down and see how they turned out when it's all.
Oh, I'm sure. We don't revisit very often, but we leave it up to the subscribers to tell us how wrong we are.
Yes, we leave it to DK to bring up, you know, everything that we say wrong, right?
Yeah, they never miss a beat in order in that regard. So
nice.
My face was already made into an avatar earlier today. So.
Oh,